Viva Alice, written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. Oh my God, Megan, you've got to come over to my place right now, said Alice, racing into the kitchen and grabbing my arm. It's an emergency. Mum looked up from the bundle of broccoli she was washing. I don't care if it's an emergency, Megan, she said. You're not going anywhere until you finish your porridge. Mum has known my best friend for 13 years. I guess she understands that Alice has drama queen moments. I shoveled the last few spoons of porridge into my mouth and got up from the table. Dishwasher, said Mum, without even looking up. I sighed and put my bowl into the dishwasher. My cat, who was curled up in the corner of the kitchen, looked up at me mournfully. Sorry, Domino, I said. No time for cuddles. Didn't you hear? This is an emergency. Domino put on her best sulky cat face and went back to cleaning her paws as I followed Alice outside. What is it? I asked. What's going on? It's my mum. She's gone crazy. I raised one eyebrow and Alice giggled. Okay, so she's gone even crazier than usual. Alice's mum and my mum are both crazy in their own very different ways. My mum is obsessed with saving the world and feeding my sister Rosie and me with tons of organic fruit and vegetables. Alice's mum is obsessed with how she looks and spends most of her time visiting hair and nail salons. What's she done this time? I asked. She's planning a party for Jamie's birthday. What's crazy about that? She's invited half the kids in his class and... And what? And she wants to have the party in our apartment. Alice's voice was all weird when she said the last words, and I couldn't decide if she was trying not to laugh or trying not to cry. Maybe it was a bit of both. You've got to be kidding, I said. Nope. Like I said, my mum has finally slipped over the edge. She's officially gone crazy. I thought about arguing with her, but I couldn't do it. It did sound like Alice's mum had lost it. For most mums, having a party in your own apartment wouldn't be a big deal. Alice's mum isn't like most mums, though. Her apartment is all white and shiny and perfect. Things like a crumb on the floor or a greasy handprint on a wall are like major disasters as far as she is concerned. When Alice was little, she was never allowed to have her parties at home. They always had to be in cinemas or restaurants or activity centres. But I don't understand, I said. Doesn't your mum know that Jamie's friends will trash the apartment? That's going to drive her crazy. I tried telling her, but she won't listen to me. Ever since I fell out of the tree and ended up in hospital, Mum's been acting really weird. She says she feels guilty about what happened and that she should have been a better mother to Jamie and me. She says that from now on she's going to be a hands-on mum. It's going to end in tears, I just know it. Once again, I couldn't argue. Trying to be a better person is probably a good thing. But didn't Veronica understand that it couldn't happen overnight? There's no such thing as an instant personality transplant. If there was, I'd book my mum in for one. Okay, Alice, I said. For once, I have to agree with you. I think this might well be an emergency. We'd better go over to your place and see how bad things are.